就好像我们看路加福音的时候
It is the same thing how we read Gospel of Luke
还记得我说吗路加福音好像一章一章有一个主题一个主题
Do you still remember I have mentioned before each chapter in Gospel of Luke contains one thing
所以当我们今天来到看第十八章的时候
And therefore once we come to chapter 18
也是有一个主题
And we also find out there is one thing there
那就好像看电视有一集我们去看有一个小的主题在里面
And just like when we watch one episode of a particular TV program there is one particular theme in that episode
那也跟你们分享很多时候我们好像穿越时空去看不同的
And I'm going to bring you guys pass through the time and space to go to the culture at the time to view the stories going on there.
所以当我们看到十八章第一节的时候
And therefore, when we see the very first verse of chapter 18,
耶稣说我要借一个比喻来去讲到什么呢？祷告的事情。
And Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them what? To show them how to pray.
祷告要常常的。
That we need to pray consistently.
不可以灰心的。
We should not give up.
所以我就将这个紧张来界定成为一个祷告永生的关系。
And therefore, I will name this chapter to be the relationship between prayer and eternal life.
本来你说祷告就祷告了，突然之间又加了永生。怎么样连在一起呢
Perhaps you say, well, if the theme is about prayer, how come there is another topic about eternal life? And how can we correlate these two topics together?
让我们先来祷告之后我们继续的理解。
Why don't we all pray together right now? Then we can go further study about this.
亲爱的主耶稣我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
带我们来到这个礼堂当中。
That you have brought us here in your house.
你的灵感动我。
May your spirit touch us.
让我们听的话语，你的话语的时候，能够心里受到感动。
So that we may be moved when we hear your word.
然后明白，然后遵行。
In turn, we understand and obey.
有很多时候我们不容易去领受。
A lot of time we have difficulties to receive.
但是我们知道你的灵运行的时候，我们就可以。
And yet we understand once your Holy Spirit starts to do His work, we are able to.
让我们今天来到你的面前学习。
May we come before you and learn.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
那你可以理解到十八章一开始耶稣就说我要设一个比喻就是谈到祷告的事情。
At the very beginning of the chapter, Jesus said, I'm going to give a parable about prayer.
而且从第一节我们看到常常祷告不可灰心。
And you talk about we need to always pray and not give up.
就好像一个行动来去带出一个效果来。
It's just like we need to put in action and bring forth the result.
那这个 effect,
effect
is even better. 就是一个行动带出一个效果。
That means there is an action bring forth an effect afterwards.
这个效果呢，要带出一个结果来。
And then the effect will bring forth a result.
那我们从第十八章呢，就从这个两点来去理解。
And then we let us view this particular chapter through this point of view.
第一点就是说，一个行动带出一个效果来。
That is first, there is action bringing forth an effect.
常常祷告，这个行动就是祷告。
The action is that we need to pray always.
这个祷告要常常做的原因，我们从第一个那个例子就已经看到了。
And why do we need to pray constantly? That we can understand this particular teaching from the very first.
因为那个寡妇有一个对头。
Because at this time there.Happen to have a widow who has an adversary.
他们没办法能够过得了。
And because of this adversary, the widow is having difficult time, living her life.
然后她要找这个官来去帮忙她。
And therefore, this widow needs help from a judge.
那个官叫不义的官。
And however, this judge happened to be an unjust
judge. 怕神，也不尊重世人。
And this particular judge, does not fear God and couldn't care less about man.
你看这种人，你去求他。没过吗？
And can you imagine you need to come to such person for help?
但是常常这种恳切的那个行动。
And however, because of her earnest action,
既然领导这个官帮助这个寡妇。
And she plead consistently, and it turns out this unjust judge, agreed to help her.
所以你就看到从这种的过程来说，
and therefore through this process,
一个行动带出一个效果，
the action brings forth an effect.
这个效果就是祷告，恳切的祷告得到应许了。
That is when you pray consistently, then you will receive the promise of the prayer.
但是这个效果还不是完全的效果。
And however, the effect is not complete here.
因为耶稣继续的在讲另外一个。
For Jesus continue on to talk about another parable.
就是讲到一个法利赛人跟税吏两个人的祷告。
It talk about the two prayers, one from the Pharisee and the other one from tax collector.
那大家要继续的留意，这一章是讲到祷告。
Please pay attention that this chapter is focusing on the theme of prayer.
第一个就是寡妇，寡妇去求。
The first is the pleading of the widow to the unjust judge.
第二个就是两个人去求。
The second parable is about two people praying.
一个法利赛人去求了。
One is Pharisee who is praying.
他觉得他自己非常正义。
Pharisee thought about himself that being very righteous.
那每个星期两次的禁食祷告。
That he fasts twice a week.
又十一奉献。
And also give a tenth of all he had.
但是那边的税吏呢？
And how about the tax collector?
眼睛都不肯看天。
That the tax collector couldn't dare even lift his head to heaven.
但是他带出一个很特殊的效果。
And however, he brought forth a very special effect.
就是可怜我这个罪人。
For he asked God pity on him.
所以当我们
he is a sinner.
当我们谈到祷告的时候，
And therefore, when we come to the topic of praying, 帮忙 And it is so obvious, that we do need assistance. 如果需要帮忙的话，帮忙。
所以你看到，拿着好一点了。所以你看到，当我们看到这个祷告，就是一个需要帮忙的一个事情。
And therefore we realize that praying is something that we need help.
如果你有一个基督徒的医生的朋友，
If you have a doctor friend who happened to a Christian,
那你有一次要去看他，
and there happened that you do need to visit him.
看完之后他看着你，
and after your health visitation, he stared at you.
面上很忧愁啊。
He was downcast.
然后你说怎么样？
And then you start to ask what happened.
他没有说话，我们一起来祷告吧。
He was silent and said, "Let's pray."
那你就惨了。
Then you know you're in trouble.
你就可以理解，当祷告的时候就是需要的时候。
So we understand the time when we pray is the time we are in need.
无论是寡妇，
no matter it's about this widow,
或者税吏，
or the tax collector.
但是税吏从这个祷告的行动带出一个什么这个果效来呢？
And why the tax collector can bring forth an effect because of his praying?
常常祷告只是一个表现。
For praying all the time is merely an expression, a result.
但是它带出一个效果，就是罪人。
And however, as he pray, he bring forth an effect that is, he is a sinner.
就是那个税吏说，可怜我这个罪人。
For the tax collector admit and confess that, may you have pity on me as a sinner.
所以我们说，第一点我们要留意的就是祷告这个行动带出一个效果来。
And therefore, what we need to pay attention is that when we pray, it's an action which can bring forth an effect.
因为我们要常常祷告。
Because we need to pray all the time.
非常需要祷告。
And because we also need prayer.
因为我们基督徒就是需要祷告。
Because we Christians are type of people who need prayer.
因为我们有人生里面很多的对头。
For we face many enemies and adversary in our life.
每天都有。
That not only that, we face it daily.
而且当我们在深入去理解我们为什么要祷告的时候。
And when we have a deeper understanding of why we need pray.
那个税吏的行动给我们知道，原来是我们是一个罪人。
The tax collector's action.Let us know that we pray because we are sinners.
所以我们知道，祷告这个行动带出一个效果，就是我们知道我们需要，我们是一个罪人。
So the action of praying brings forth an effect that making us realize we need to pray because we are a sinner.
但是当我们知道我们是罪人的时候
However, once we realize we are a sinner,
我们面对人生里面很多的问题
then we also face many situations, difficulties and problems
很多阻拦我们得到我们需要得到的就是罪人能够得救
that so many things hinder us to be saved or we are sinners
明显呢，我知道我自己是罪人的时候，我需要得救。
It is so obvious that once I realize I'm a sinner, I then realize I do need salvation.
所以你开始看到这个祷告与永生的之间的关系开始出现了。
Then you start to realize the relationship between praying and eternal life.
因为第一节告诉我们，常常祷告还有什么？不可飞行。
For the very first verse tells us that we need to always pray and not give up.
为什么我们会灰心呢?
And why we will give up sometimes?
你从路加在这里十五到十七节这几节的经文就告诉我们。
So from verse 15 to 17, Luke tells us why.
我们知道我们是罪人呢。
For we know we are a sinner.
但是我们想要到主那边去的时候
So we try to make an effort to go before the Lord.
就好像这些小孩子想要去耶稣的面前的时候
Just like the babies here, they wish to come before Jesus.
门徒阻拦他们
The disciples try to block them.
那就好像我们人生想要做好，没办法做得好。
So, just like us, we want to do something great and putting effort in our life, and yet we couldn't.
常常祷告不可飞行的过程当中。
So there is an effort we need to put in prayer, and we need not to give up.
从这里这些小孩子的表现，就让我们学到功课。
So through the reactions and action of those children, we can learn from them.
你看 George 刚才一看到小孩子多开心。
As you can tell, how George was so happy when he saw the children here.
因为小孩子很单纯嘛。
Because children are pure.
很可爱嘛。
They are very cute and adorable.
照理来说，这样的人走过去主耶稣那边，主耶稣一定喜欢的。
It's very reasonable for such people wish to come before Jesus. Jesus should receive them gladly.
就有门徒阻拦。
And yet here we see the disciple try to hinder their approach.
你可以理解，如果有个救主。
Can you imagine if there is a savior?
救主喜欢好人还是坏人？
Can you imagine what type of people will the savior like? The good people or bad people?
救主需要救义人还是罪人。
So the Savior wished to save the righteous or unrighteous.
你就可以理解，当小孩子单纯的想要到主耶稣面前的时候。
And therefore, as you can imagine, when the children wish to come before Jesus with their pure motives,
就有阻拦。
And there is a hindrance there.
就好像我们想要读圣经，
and just like sometimes we wish to read the scripture,
想要努力的侍奉神，
we want to strive to serve God,
想要将不义的钱财不要留在袋子里面，真的捐出去，
wish not to keep the unrighteous money in our pocket, but rather to offer and donate.
但是我们的心总是给阻拦。
And yet our hearts start to hinder our desire.
第三节告诉我们有对头。
And verse 3 tells us because there is an adversary.
甚至这个对头可能是耶稣的门徒。
And this adversary could even be the disciple of Jesus.
但是耶稣说让他们来。
And yet Jesus said to the disciple, say, let the little children come.
因为在神国里面的人就是这样单纯的，先让知道自己是罪人，然后要过来我救主这边。
For the people in the kingdom of God is just as pure as those children. They realize they are sinner and they wish to approach the Savior.
所以，当我们从第一节一直看到现在第十七节的时候
，And therefore, once we read from verse 1 all the way to verse 17,
一直在讲到祷告这个事情
，It continuously to focus the topic on prayer.
常常祷告
that we need to pray consistently,
有阻拦都不要灰心要去
even though there is hindrance that we need to overcome the hindrance and keep on going
而且有一个人替我们问了一个这样的问题
and at the time there was a person asked Jesus a question for us
十八节
verse 18
有一个官就问耶稣说了
a certain ruler asked Jesus
良善的夫子我要怎么做才能够承受永生
Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
你记得十八章讲到祷告
As we continually mention, chapter 18 is about prayer.
祷告跟永生之间的关系是什么
Then what is the relationship between praying and eternal life?
所以我们从第一节到十七节一直到十八节我们都看到哦，原来祷告告是跟永生有关系的。
So from verse 1 to all the way to verse 18, we realize that there's a relationship between praying and eternal life.
因为这个祷告的行动带出一个效果，就是我们知道自己是一个罪人。
For praying brings forth an effect that making us realize that we are sinners.
罪人就要得救才有意义。
And sinners need to be saved in order to have a meaningful life.
所以这个关就是说，我要怎么样去做才可以承受永生。
And therefore, this ruler asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
所以耶稣所提出的一些条件。
And therefore, Jesus start to give some conditions.
他说我从小就做了。
And once Jesus asked the condition, the man replied, "I have done them all since I was young."
所以我们做祷告这个行动带出一个效果，效果要带出一个结果来。
And therefore, once we pray, we start an action, we are going to see effect, and the effect will bring forth result.
结果是什么
？And what was the result here?
结果明显就是要得救。
The result is that we need to be saved.
就好像十五到十七节要进到神国里面。
Just like from verse 15 to verse 17, it's talk about we need to enter the kingdom of God.
就好像十八节这个官说我要怎么样去承受永生。
Just like the certain ruler asked that how can I inherit eternal life?
但是靠我们自己做没办法。
However, we couldn't achieve it by our own effort.
好像我们常常作为基督徒之后，我们也努力的去进到神国一样。
Just like we Christians, even once we become Christian, we still strive try to go into the kingdom of God.
怎么去做
？And how Could we do it?
22节告诉我们
Verse 22 tells us
你要变卖一切来所有的分给穷人就必有财富财宝在天上你还要来跟从我
And Jesus says sell everything you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven then come follow me
你知道做官一定有钱
As you can imagine this ruler if he's a government official he must be rich
你要将所有的分给穷人
That Jesus asked him to give it all to the poor
你还记得十六章我们谈到不义的钱财吗
Do you still remember in chapter 16 we talk about the unrighteous money?
犹太人说财主要将什么一半分给穷人
The Jews saying the rich people should give half of their possessions to the poor
如果你不分出去的那些就叫不义的钱财
If you don't give away to the poor of half of your possession those money will be considered unrighteous money
但是二十二节呢告诉我们要所有的分给穷人
And yet verse 22 Jesus said you need to sell and give all to the poor
你就可以理解哇太厉害了比财主还要厉害财主一半我这里要全部分出去
And once we read here we say this is horrible that rich people only need to give half but right here Jesus asks we need to give everything
你有没有看到在这里跟着几节的经文就讨论哎呀财主进天国是很难呢、
Have we thought about it is quite difficult for the rich people to go into heaven right here?
所以怎么样去才能够得救呢
Then how can we be saved?
二十六节说听见的人说这样谁能够得救啊
Just like verse 26 it mentions here those who heard this ask who then can be saved?
你要知道我们刚才已经说嘛祷告跟永生的关系是紧张的那这个主题嘛
As we have mentioned before praying and eternal life the relationship between the two is the theme of this chapter
要常常祷告
that we need to pray consistently
从这个行动带出一个效果来
and by the action of praying will bring forth an effect
让我们知道自己是罪人
making us realize that we are sinners
罪人要得救
and sinners need to be saved
就是遇到很多困难我们也不要灰心
even we face many hindrances we should not give up
什么是我们的那个阻拦我们的呢
and what things will resist and hinder us to go forward
肯定不是现在不是说门徒挡着小孩子那种做法咯
and at this point it's not just the resistance from the disciples how disciples hinder the children approaching Jesus
而是你们最喜欢什么就要拿走你什么
but rather the thing that occupies your heart that we need to remove this hindrance
闭上眼睛
May we close our eyes
不要看着我
Do not look at me
闭上眼睛
May we close our eyes
什么是你最喜欢的东西
What's your favorite thing in your life
什么是你最珍重的事情
What is the thing you value the most
你就知道这个就是阻拦你跟从神得救得永生承受永生的事情
and at this point we will realize that is the thing that hinders to follow Jesus
好我们打开眼睛的时候我就问了那我们怎么样去得救呢
then let's open our eyes the question I'm going to ask you now is then how can we be saved then
二十七节告诉我们
Verse 27 tells us
在人是不能的
What is impossible with man
但是在神就可以
is possible with God
这里怎么样的意思呢
And what does this mean
在人没办法在神可以
What is impossible with man is possible with God
可以什么
Possible about what
能够做什么
What could he do
你就可以理解当那个官问我怎么样做做才可以承受永生
and therefore let's go back when this rich ruler asked Jesus, "What should I do to receive eternal life?"
跟着几节的经文都是说，没办法做到，没办法做到。
The following verses keep on reminding him it is impossible for him to achieve.
人是没办法。
For it is impossible for man.
但是神可以。
And yet it's possible with God.
神可以什么？
God is able to do what then?
那我们先看二十八节，那个彼得又来了啊。
So let's jump to verse 28, seeing what Peter is about to say.
他说：“哎，我们已经撇下自己所有的，来跟从你啦。”
Peter said to Jesus, "We have left all we had to follow you."
耶稣怎么回答呢？
Then what did Jesus reply?
人为神的国来去跟从神，撇下一切的话。
If people wish to follow the Lord because of the kingdom of God,
他在这个今世可以得到那个百倍。
For he is going to receive many times in this age.
在 来世可以得到永生
and also will receive much in the age to come, eternal life.
意思就是说，如果我们能的话，
that is, if we are able to,
我们在世上的时候会得到百倍，
that we are going to receive hundredfold on this earth.
就好像我们常常主祷文说，我们愿你的旨意降临，临在地上，如同在天上一样。
Just like we pray all the time, may your will be done as on earth as it is in heaven.
如果作为基督徒只是有将来没今天的话，那也不好。
If Christians, we all we live for is for the future, it is not good.
有没有基督徒曾经感觉神跟你同在，你感到很平安的？
Any of you feel the presence of God and which bring forth peace in you?
我不代表你二十四小时一天这样做，曾经有的举手看看。
I'm not talking about you have such feeling 24 hours a day.
应该有哈。
Huh?
作为基督徒，应该会曾经有个感觉很平安、很开心的。
That all we Christians should have a feeling of understand that God is with us and we feel peace.
你能不能够增加这种的感觉
？Can you increase such feeling?
你都在这里告诉我们，就是祷告。
And what it tells us here is that we can increase such understanding and feeling by praying.
祷告是知道我是不行，我是一个罪人。
Because of prayer, we understand we are not capable, for we are sinners.
我们愿意祷告的时候，我不是傻瓜，我是有目的、有对象的。
When I pray, I'm not praying like a fool, but rather I pray with a goal.
这个全能的神，我去向他求。
For he is mighty God, I'm here to plead to him.
但是这个能不是二十七节的这个能。
However, when I pray to him, I know he's able. His ability is not referring to what verse 27 is saying here.
我觉得这个能是讲到三十一节到三十四节的这一段。
For I understand he is mighty. His ability is referring to verse 31 to 35.
这一段呢是二十八节的这个彼得没办法明白的。
And which is something incomprehensible to Peter.
你看看三十一节到三十四节讲到耶稣说我去从高天下来，来到这个地上，然后经历这个苦难，然后复活。
For verse 31 to verse 36, Jesus was saying, 34, Jesus was saying, I came down from heaven to earth to suffer in order to be risen.
这些门徒明不明白？
Can the disciples understand?
这里明显告诉我们这些门徒不明白。
It is obviously right here the disciples that did not understand what Jesus was talking
在人不能。
It is impossible with man.
意思就是说，他没办法做得到。
Right here means the people is not capable of doing it.
也没办法明白。
And also not able to comprehend.
但是在神能。
And yet it is possible with God.
你可以将所有的分给穷人的时候，你什么都没有。
That you may give all your possessions to the poor, and then you were left with nothing.
然后还要跟从神。
And not only that, you also need to follow God.
对很多人来说难呢、啊。
It is so difficult to so many.
但是对神来说能啊。
And yet, to God, it is possible.
因为这里三十一节到三十四节告诉我们，主耶稣就是这样一尊降贵的来到世上救我们。
For verse 31 to 34 describe this is how our Lord Jesus came down from heaven to earth to save us.
当二十七节耶稣这样讲的时候
，When verse 27 Jesus talk about this，
彼得还不完全明白
，Peter still couldn't understand。
但是如果我们今天明白到这个行动，祷告的行动带出一个效果是我是罪人的话
，And however if we can comprehend and understand the fact that if we pray and will bring forth an effect that is we realize we are sinners。
我们最重要就是我这个罪人怎么样去得救
Then the priority becomes is we as a, I as a sinner how can I be saved
你相信吗神救我们吗
Do you believe God saves you
你要知道你面对的很多困难
Do you understand you may face many difficulties and troubles
你不但是要常常
Not only we do that constantly
还要不要灰心
And that we should pray persistently and not giving up.
当你这样走下去的时候
as we keep on marching forward like this,
你就可以得救了
then you can be saved.
所以我觉得当路加在编这个十八章的时候
and therefore as I understand how Luke arranged chapter 18.
他将这个祷告跟永生连在一起。
He connect prayer and eternal life together.
因为祷告这个行动带出一个效果，我是罪人。
Because praying will bring forth an effect, making us realize we are sinners.
罪人得救就要面对很多困难，但是还是可以的。
And when sinners wish to be saved, that we will face many hindrances.And yet, it is still possible.
所以从三十五节一直到四十三节，好像一个总结的一个故事在这里。
And therefore, from verse 35 to all the way to verse 33, it is more like a passage of concluding this thought.
你看，在耶利哥的那里有一个人是不能看见的瞎子。
Right here, we see there is a blind man in Jericho.
如果用第三节，那你说他的对头是什么呢？
If we go back to verse 3, there was an adversary mentioned there. And who is this adversary?
就是没办法看见。
And to this blind man, that his blindness is the adversary.
当他听到很多吵声，知道耶稣要来的时候，
When he heard many commotion and noise, he realized Jesus was approaching.
他大声怎么样叫呢？
And he shout out loud the words.
他这里怎么说？大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
你有没有看到这句话有很多的意义在里面？
Don't we see there's a great meaning in this short word?
大卫的子孙。
Son of David.
在犹太人的心目中，他们知道从我们叫的旧约里面，他知道是神会差遣弥赛亚来。
In the Jewish culture, they all understand that God, one day God will send Messiah to come.
而且是从大卫的子孙来了。
And this Savior, this Messiah, comes from the son of David, the descendant of David.
所以当他这样叫出来的时候，
and therefore when this blind person shouts out loud,
你可以知道他承认耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
Then we realize he confessed and saying that Jesus is the Messiah.
他就是知道耶稣就是那个救主。
He recognized Jesus is the Savior.
就好像十八节那个官知道耶稣是良善的父子一样。
Just like the rich ruler realized that Jesus is the good teacher.
良善的父子只能够用在神身上。
For good teacher can be only addressed to God.
所以大卫的子孙也是救主。
And therefore, descendant of David, the son of David is also Savior.
他怎么说呢？
And what did he say here?
可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me.
你有没有记得这句话在哪里听到呢？
Do you remember this phrase before? Do you remember this phrase?
就是第九节到十四节让你那个税吏可怜我这个罪人。
Which is mentioned by the tax collector back in verse 9 and on.The tax collector say, I'm a sinner, have mercy on me.
你就可以理解这个祷告，这个呼喊就是一种祷告。
And therefore, we understand that such crying is a type of prayer.
他有没有遇到一种好像十五到十七节这种难阻呢？
Have they faced the hindrance mentioned just like from verse 15 to 17?
明显有人在说，你不要打圣草。收口，收声。
And so obviously, right here, people were trying to shut them down, say, "Be quiet."
他怎么做啊？
And what's the reaction of this blind man?
更大声的叫。
And he shouted out even more.
常常祷告。
Praying always.
不可灰心。
Do not give up.
就在这个耶利哥的这个撒基身上彰显出来。
And this becomes so evident from this blind man in Jericho.
他知道自己是一个罪人。
For he knew he was a sinner.
他需要弥赛亚救主。
He needed Messiah to save him.
他大声在叫的时候。
As he crying out loud.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
你让我做，我为你做什么呢？
And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
耶稣这是明知故问的。
Of course, Jesus knew what he was asking for.
那但是还是要问。
And yet Jesus still asked him.
那个人怎么说啊？
And what was the reply?
四十一节告诉我们，我要能看见。
And the blind man said, "Lord, I want to see."
就这么这么简单。
As simple as that.
我们是一个罪人。
We are a sinner.
我们唱奇异恩典的时候。
When we sing the hymn Amazing Grace.
我们说前我看不见，现在可以看到了。
We remember the lyrics. I was blind, now I see.
什么叫福音？
What is gospel?
路加福音第四章十八节。
Gospel of Luke, verse 18, right here.
四章第十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18.
告诉我们，福音就是那个瞎眼的能够看见。
What is the gospel in Luke chapter 4 verse 18 is the blind man see.
就好像这篇十八章一样，看不见的人可以看见。
Just like chapter 18 right here, the blind man see.
但是你有没有留意一个很重要的一点？
And yet, have we paid attention here?
什么令到这个人能够看见？
What makes this blind man see?
四十二节
，verse 42，
你的信救了你
，your faith has healed you。
今天我们有没有信心
？Do we have faith today？
你有没有再看前面第八节
？Why don't we go back to verse 8？
我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？
I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
你知道这个寡妇去求的过程当中，
as we understand how this widow tried to make a plea to the unrighteous.
每天去，常常祷告。
She went to his house every single day, just like praying always.
名字这个叫不义的官，还是不灰心的去求。
Even though she knew this is an unrighteous judge, and yet she pleaded consistently.Every day.
什么救了他
？And what saved this widow?
跟四十二节一模一样。
It's exactly the same as from verse 42.
你的信救了你。
Your faith has healed you.
所以第八节说，能不能够找到有信心的人呢
？And therefore, verse 8, Jesus say, "Is there anyone who have faith here?"
我们能不能有这种的信心
？Do we have faith?
你想一下，如果我们祷告的时候没有信心
，Could you imagine when we pray without faith？
没有这个耶利哥的下级一样，知道耶稣就是以赛亚，就是大卫的子孙。
And do not have an understanding like this blind man in Jericho who realized that Jesus indeed is the Messiah who is coming to Jericho。
如果那个官明明想说你我能够做什么就可以承受永生。
If this young ruler thinking, is there anything I can do in order to inherit eternal life?
被卖一些，分给穷人。
He then was told he needed to sell everything and give everything to the poor.
你有没有这个信心
？Do you have such faith?
你有信心就有这个行动。
Then if you do have faith, it will bring forth action.
很多时候我跟朋友说我真的跟太太常常在整个的服侍的过程当中明天有没有经济能力过明天我们不知道
I share with my friends before often in my ministry sometimes I and my wife do not know how can we live in other day
但是我现在生活到现在不单只是没有瘦而且越来越胖
And yet you can tell that, when, even until today as I serve the Lord I not only continue to have food to eat I'm getting fat as well
你就可以理解当我们的信心也有真正的行动
And therefore once if we have a genuine faith it will bring forth action
信心这个祷告的这种信心知道让我们知道我们是罪人还是有机会得救的
The faith of praying will help us to make us realize even though we are sinner we are be able to be still be possible to be saved
当我们去履行我们的信心的时候
As we execute our faith exercise our faith
你知道你会有什么的结果呢
Do you anticipate any result?
当然得救啦
Of course, maybe be saved
当然进到神的国啦
Of course, entering the kingdom of God
当然承受永生啦
Of course, inherit eternal life
但是刚才我们看到在世上得到百倍
And yet, we just read that we are going to receive many fold on this earth
来世得到永生。
Then also in the future we will receive eternal life.
我们来看看这个耶利哥的瞎子。
Then let us turn to this blind man in Jericho.
我们一起来读四十三节。
May we all read together verse 43.
瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀与上帝。众人看见这事也赞美上帝看看这里有什么的事情发生
Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus
他的对头
God, When all the people saw it They also praised God
他的 对头是眼睛不能见现在看到了
All his adversary couldn't see before Now they see
他又怎么做啊
What did he do?
跟从耶稣。
He followed Jesus.
不像那个官一样，口着想要得到永生，但是没办法做到。
Not like the ruler who only pay lip service, who asked to receive eternal life and yet has done nothing.
当你跟从神的时候
，When you follow Jesus,
你在人间有怎么样的表现。
And what will the expression be on this earth?
你就可以看到一路归荣耀于神。
That you will see people will start praising God.
你呢？
How about you?
信了耶稣，会不会开心呢？
Once you accept Jesus, are you happy in your life?
还是说 ，Oh God, Oh God, Oh God.
Or you just keep crying to yourself, Oh God, Oh God.
接主的 God 呢？
Is this type of calling?
还是心里赞美神呢？
Or this is or the praising like in the scripture?
荣耀归于神。
That give all the glory to God.
你每天的生活能不能够这样的在祷告的生活当中能够将荣耀归于神？
Could you reflect? Could you give glory to God by the reflection of your life?
还有。
In addition.
人家看到你呢？
When other people see you,
也同样的赞美神。
Would they give praise to God?
还是看到你，哎呀，你这样信耶稣，信到你这样，哎呀，我才不信。
Or they say, "Wow, if Christian is like this, I will not dare to touch this faith."
你有没有这种吸引力呢？
Do you have such attraction?
人家看到你就觉得，哎，这个耶稣仔，那个耶稣女。
When people see you, they will wonder about this Jesus God.
愿意也来看看你所信的。
They want to see who you believe.
还是看着你面长长的，没办法想象。
Or they keep on seeing long cast face and saying, "Well, I couldn't imagine what the belief you are having."
这个只是在今生。
That and yet this can only be kept.In this world,
如果我们以这种的心态来跟随神的话，
If we follow Jesus by this understanding,
来世的时候我们有永生，
That the ages to come we are going to receive eternal life.
所以今天的题目就是祷告跟永生之间的关系。
And therefore the topic today is the relationship between praying and eternal life.
一个祷告的行动带出一个效果来。
A praying action will bring forth an effect.
这个效果带出一个结果来。
And the effect will bring forth a result.
让我们的生命真的能够彰显我们的信，能够这个有信德的人，能够因为我们的信救了我。
May our life truly live out become testimony in turn make other people realize this.This is the faith to come.
第八节告诉我们。
Verse 8 tells us.
有没有这个信德的人？
Is there anyone like this here?
真的有没有吗？
Do we have people with faith?
我们信的。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
借着你的话语，让我们知道怎么样去依靠你。
Through your words, we understand that we need to.We learn how to follow you and trust in you.
你给我们看到这些的比喻。
That you have showed us these parables.
让我们知道原来祷告需要带出这个效果来。
That tells us that we need to bring forth an effect through our prayers.
让我们知道我们是罪人。
To let us know we are sinners.
我们需要跟随你。
We need to follow you.
我们需要有信心。
We need to have faith.
我们需要明白你的真道。
We need to understand your truth.
不要灰心。
Never give up.
当我们来跟随你的时候，
When we follow you,
我们清楚知道你就给我们生命的力量。
We understand that you will give us the strength.
不但只在今世可以得到百倍，
Not only on this earth we will receive many fold.
而且在来世我们得到永生。
And we also receive eternal life for the age to come.
求主帮助。
And Lord, may you help us.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.